I hope that my European listeners are bearing with me on episodes like these, where I cover issues that are quite specific to American ski racing. And don't worry, the next episode is with a fun, fast World Cup skier. But I think Colorado Mountain College's story is a good one, no matter what part of the ski racing world you exist in. I spent a lot of time on the NORAM circuit this year, and I chatted with various college coaches and club coaches about the different routes you can take as a ski racer. CMC provides a really cool, unique route. Let's get to it. And we are back. I'm Jimmy Krupka, and welcome to Arc City. Arc City is officially sponsored by Ski Racing Media. This episode is sponsored by On Location. I'd also like to thank Sync Performance for supporting me this season, and a shout out to Ski Cosmos, a ski simulator and training center in Vancouver. Learn more at skicosmos.com. Scott Tanner is the coach of the Colorado Mountain College ski team, and Matthew Macaluso is a former U.S. ski team member and a senior on the CMC ski team. Without further ado. Scott Tanner and Matt Macaluso, welcome to Arc City.
Thanks for having us, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
I'm excited to tell your guys' story. Scott, you were saying you listened to that episode about USCSA, and I just saw something that the Middlebury College team was unsuccessful in their formation, which is something that I was trying to do with that podcast episode. So I'm currently 0-for-1 in saving club teams, but I'm going to try to help you guys out. I think it's a cool story regardless, no matter what. So let's kind of start from the beginning. Scott, before we started recording, you were telling me that basically CMC, Colorado Mountain College, is it's not an NCAA program, but you guys compete in all the NCAA races with the RMISA, which is the Western racing. So you compete against CU and DU and all these powerhouses out west. And what sorts of athletes do you have at this, like on your team? Is it, they're pretty fast skiers. I mean, what you were telling me is like, they're not, you know, the Norwegian wonder kids that come over, but they're all pretty fast.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of diverse, really. You know, we've had, in the past, we had Ainsley Proffitt and Nicola Roundtree Williams coming straight off the US ski team to CMC. And then we have kids who have like a lot less experience that maybe were in a little bit smaller club, maybe got a late start, maybe had some injuries, or, you know, your fifth career is so short now since we did the age change, like I think it was like 20 years ago. And now you're kind of getting your two high school years as a fifth athlete.
Yeah.
Almost everyone does a PG year. But still, it's hard to come to full maturity and make one of these powerhouse teams in the West if anything goes wrong.
Yeah. So
we are pretty diverse, and we're just, you know, we ski a lot. We're based here in Steamboat. We have great training venues. And so we're skiing a lot, and we're trying to complete that development and see where we get with the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, speaking of US ski team members, I mean, yeah, it's very cool. Nicola, she raced for you guys, and then she ended up at DU, right? Racing for that D1 program.
Correct. Yeah.
As well as Ainsley, Jack Reich too. There was a number of athletes who skied for you guys for a year and then went to a D1 program.
Yeah. So Jack Reich transferred to CU after 1 year with us. Nick Unkovskoy, came here, you know, he was struggling with some injuries. We kind of got some of that figured out. He did a lot of that on his own. Like, he was very diligent when he was here. Then he did a year in Europe with Burke E-Team. And then now he's at Middlebury. Will Cashmore transferred to UAA. Isaac Mosen to UNR. And like you mentioned, Ainsley Proffitt and went to UAA also. And Nicola started at DU this past fall and is skiing pretty strong this year.
That's awesome. And,
you know, they have a really strong women's team. They have a really strong team, but, you know, to make the DU women's team is pretty challenging right now.
Yeah. And it's cool that you guys are a development pathway. I've done podcast episodes about, you know, college ski racing as a development pathway to the US ski team. But you guys are obviously a stepping stone. What do you think it is about CMC? Like, I know you're probably pretty humble. You don't want to talk about your own coaching. I'll give you some credit. It's gotta be the coaching, but like what else do you got going here? Like the atmosphere and the Howelson Hill and.
Well, I mean, the training's amazing. It's basically the ski areas from 3 miles down the road from the campus. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, Matt and I are sitting in an office with a window and we're looking at all of Steamboat Resort right now.
Yeah.
From the campus, which is amazing. And you know, I think it's the environment really. You know, like I said, FIS is short. Like Matt's sitting here and he had a lot of success. Not real early in his career, but, you know, high school age and in the PG and then some injuries, you know, and that's pretty common. Mm-hmm. Matt, you want to talk a little bit about?
Matt. Yeah. I mean, Matt, you were on the US ski team. So that's credential in itself.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you come here, you have the Howelson gym and it's accessible pretty much 24/7. You know, we may not have other resources like the powerhouses, but we have that. And that's really all you need to get strong and ready for the season. On top of that, you know, everything being close by is huge. There's no time wasted getting ready and preparing for the season. And the classes are very helpful, whereas the class sizes are very small and you have kind of a unique college experience being able to speak with the professor, let them know what's mm-hmm. going on, which, you know, they do also, but our class size is, you know, 30 or less. It's very personable. It makes it.
Class as in your whole grade.
Class size per sub.
For a course that you're taking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And that, you know, I think that makes, you know, the school side easy. The gym is accessible. Everything's close by. There's no time wasted. I think that is what kind of creates our environment here. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great point. I mean, especially for people who don't know, a lot of high level schools have to drive very far to train every day. I mean, DU is driving from Denver all the way up I-70 to Loveland. Eldora isn't that close to Boulder. You know, there's places like BC and Harvard that are driving like 3 hours round trip to go training in the middle of the week. The fact that you guys have it right down the road is huge.
Yeah. And you know, these guys go to school afternoons and nights. Like we have classes that start at 7 o'clock at night and go on to 9. So we have a full training session every morning. You know, not like a couple hours, like try to get your 4 runs in, like stop, look at video if we want. We stop and actually coach on the hill because we have time and we should get off the hill around 11:30. They have time for lunch, get to a 12:30 or a 1 o'clock, first class. And then, you know, study on into the night, get the skis ready for the next day, do it again. And it's a good environment that way. And it's a small place. You know what I mean? Yeah. We talk about ski racing a lot. There aren't a lot of other distractions like a school in a big city. You know, it's all about skiing here.
It's very fun. Yeah.
That's great. Isn't Steamboat nicknamed Ski Town USA? Is that?
It's nicknamed Ski Town USA.
Yep.
And that has been a lot of the subject matter for discussions that Ski Town USA is getting rid of their ski team.
Yeah. I mean, that's ironic.
It's a little ironic, yeah.
It's, I guess, a natural question comes up with that. Like, does the town of Steamboat care that they're losing a ski team? Like, is it a valuable asset to the town?
I think it is. It's a valuable asset to the town, and especially the ski club, which I think everyone knows. Steamboat Spring Swimmer Sports Club is a very big, very successful, and very historic club.
A lot of Olympians,
some of which went to school here. I think maybe Jack Miller might be the only one that skied on the ski team at CMC, but a lot of Nordic guys that are training for the Olympics take classes here. And we have a great relationship with them. You know, we work really closely with their PG group. And even sometimes some of their junior groups, like U14s, like we do some guest coaching, and it's like really fun for our athletes too, to be coaching some U14s, or even younger. We help them out on the hill a lot with like maintaining the hill, fence work. Like, seems like every fall we show up and we put the B-net up, you know, like their coaches will be traveling somewhere and it's like, boys, girls, we just need to go up there, get the hill ready. And so the Winter Sports Club really appreciates us. And, you know, this announcement came just as we were starting the season. So once we settle down in the spring, we're going to start to talk to, you know, City of Steamboat, Winter Sports Club, and CMC quite a bit more and see what we can figure out.
Yeah. I mean, that seems good. The ski racing article I read said that the final decision was going to come in January. Is that right? I mean,
yeah, I think that was a little bit of a misunderstanding, even for me. Now that article came out pretty quickly after we got the initial announcement, and in a sense, the decision's been made, but it seems to me like a little bit of an open-ended decision. And you know, the reality of it is, CMC is not only in Steamboat. There's, I believe, 11 campuses throughout the mountain region of Colorado. And
that's right.
School runs a great degree on Colorado tax revenue. And there's been some changes to the tax structure, property taxes specifically, on how much of those can go to funding CMC. So that's one of the issues.
Okay.
And then the fact that it has to cover 11 campuses and all the academics and all the facilities. And when there needs to be budget cuts, it's not the ski team against something else in the athletic department. It's
because the ski team is the only team,
you know, keeping the lights on in campus. So it is, you know, it's a tricky situation. And I think all colleges are struggling with also the fact that enrollment's going to be down. And the new president at CMC is trying to forecast how low is this enrollment going to go. One of the reasons is the birth rate was down in the early 2000s. So there's less kids to go.
I didn't know that.
There's a few less kids who are deciding to go into the real world instead of college than there were 20 years ago. I think CMC is really going to thrive for that reason. But unless we have a crystal ball, we won't really know what that enrollment looks like in the next couple of years. And also, like I mentioned, the tax structuring is different on the funding.
And so I guess, like, since the only athletic team that CMC has is the ski team, they've, you know, they have money to put towards it, but it's also hard to make an argument to have a team at all, I guess, when you're trying to keep the lights on and stuff like that. Did they say specifically why, Matt, like, they were cutting school funding? Or is that a better question for Scott?
Better question. Yeah.
Not really. You know, I started this job 7 years ago, and it was on the chopping block at that point.
Okay. So this has been a long time coming.
Yep. It really has. And In one sense, it doesn't make sense to have a ski team like this here. To all of us and the ski world, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I think to the community and the campus, really, it makes sense. But to put that on paper is a challenge, you know? And, you know, I came into this job 2018, I think. And the team was pretty small. It wasn't very successful at that point. And I said, well, let's roll up our sleeves and let's, you know, increase enrollment in the ski team.
Yeah.
You know, work really hard, get some results, and make this a legit team for this school. And I think we've really accomplished that. And I don't think anyone doubts that, but then, you know, it keeps coming up year after year on the budget. So tricky situation, but we're going to keep working on solutions.
I appreciate how balanced you are, because you guys could come out here and say, it's crazy, they're cutting the funding, whatever. But I appreciate that you're giving the school side of the story too. I think that's important. How much did the school ask you to, like, if you fundraise a certain amount, will the ski team continue?
That's the question at hand right now.
Uh-huh.
You know, the number is really like 250,000. That's about what our budget will be by the time we're off the books, right? Like, it was a little bit, it was less than that last year, but prices continue to increase. And so 250 is a good round number for the 2027 year, right?
Uh-huh.
They didn't really come back to us and say, like, you need to raise money. They just said that the ski team's over. And now we're coming back with questions. Can we raise funds? Can we have some team fees? Because, as you know, PG skiing's, the club fees are quite expensive.
Oh, yeah.
We could do something like that. We're coming up with a lot of solutions, but we really need the buy-in from the president and the board of trustees that this can continue if we can structure it right. Or else we're going to kind of be in the boat of University of Nevada, New Mexico, and Western State College. You know, they all went through the same thing, and they did raise the money. UAA is the other one. UAA was in the same situation, I think, 4 or 5 years ago, and they all came up with the money. And other than UAA, the team still got cut.
Yeah. So there was the University of New Mexico. I remember that. It was a huge deal. They said the funding's getting cut. Everyone pitched in. They raised the money. But did they just raise 1 year of budget, or did the money not get accepted at all? And that was just it.
I don't really know the details on that right now. As you said, a few years ago, and I've kind of forgotten. When we get through the season, I'm going to reach out to all these people that involved in all of this. And the funny thing is, Reno's the most interesting one, because that team got cut, and I think it was dormant for about 10 years. And then a group of concerned citizens got together, and they said, well, we want to have a ski team at Reno. It's really important for the Western region, really, because these college guys, whether they be Americans or Euros, they come in and they provide a level of competition that's good for the youth, right? And we're rich in Colorado. We got CUDU. Utah comes over. So our races in Rocky are awesome, but the Western region needs University of Nevada Reno, because they're gonna be bringing guys in that can help the whole Western region.
Yeah.
And so anyway, these guys got together and they said, well, let's try to figure this out. And they did some fundraising. They approached the school, and they sold the idea of how important the team was to the school and to the region, and now it's been reinstated.
Okay, so that's a model.
That's a model
to look at, yeah.
And, you know, my opinion on that is it's going to be a lot easier to save this team than to recreate it in 5 years or 10 years. Because that was a lot of work that the Reno boosters put into it. And it's great now. I mean, it's really starting to take off. They got a good team this year. They got a good coaching staff. And, you know, it's not going to be too long down the road that they're competing with the big teams of UU and DU and CU.
Yeah, definitely. How much is in-state tuition at CMC?
Good question. So we have three different categories. We have in-district. So that means basically if your county has a CMC, which is Breckenridge, Vail, Aspen, Steamboat, that whole region, that's an in-district tuition, and it's $3,500 a year. Wow. For full class schedule tuition. Wow.
And if you're on the ski team and you're from the Steamboat area, you're paying $3,500 for school and the ski program.
Yes.
Wow.
Current. And then if you're in state, so you mentioned Jack Reich, his family lives in Denver. So he wasn't in district, but he was in state. That's 7,000. And if you're out of state, it's roughly 15,000.
Which is still a quarter of the price of going to other schools. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. So that's what a great thing about this program is, it's an affordable place to improve your ski racing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as everyone knows, ski racing is expensive. And there comes a point where parents are telling their kids, like, okay, you either need to go to school. We've already paid ski racing fees for a lot of years, and it's time to go to school. And yeah, then end up spending a lot of money on the college, too. This is a win-win. Like, the school is not expensive, and it comes with skiing. I think in the future, if we are able to save it, they're going to have to pay more into the skiing for sure.
Yeah.
But it's for sure the best deal in ski racing.
Absolutely. I mean, really, U.S. Ski and Snowboard should be involved here. This is a huge asset to them because it captures skiers who might need that, you know, quote unquote PG year, that junior college year, basically, in college football terms. Matt, can you talk about what it was like? You were on the D team and then you dealt with some injuries, and choosing CMC and kind of the uncertain future after having those injuries and then choosing CMC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had, it was after my second major injury, and I turned to school, looking at school. And you know, I was intimidated by the larger universities. I hadn't been to school in quite a while, over 5 years, and I looked at CMC. I enjoyed, you know, what we talk about with the training and the school being in the same spot. I enjoyed that option, and I enjoyed the flexibility of the program. You know, I was able to compete, you know, in speed races while also skiing in college. I find that unique, and it was a great opportunity to do that. And clicked the button on it, chose it, talked to Scott one day at Copper, and I was there in the fall.
Nice. That's great. Yeah. And so is this your senior? Oh, sorry. You go, Scott.
A lot like Nick, you know, he had the opportunity to really get healthy because there was still some nagging stuff from the injuries. And again, Matt's done that somewhat on his own, like almost completely on his own. We don't have a team physio. I'm not a doctor, you know, but it gives the guys like the opportunity to find their best health, mentally and physically, really.
Yeah. Both sides.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And then are you in your senior year, Matt?
Yeah, I'm pursuing a bachelor in business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So at the end of this year, you'll be graduated from college. Will you also be able to continue skiing for CMC, or is it once you're done with school, you're done with skiing? like done with skiing at CMC?
Are you saying,
like, is there an eligibility basically?
There's not. I mean, I could stay, but I've heard they don't offer 5-year programs here.
Okay.
We don't have master's degrees.
No master's degrees here at CMC. Yeah.
Okay. And so you couldn't extend do one less class and then take one class next winter so that you're still at school so you could still ski or something like that. You can, like, some people stretch their college.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah. Now I mean, technically, yes, but I think with where I would want to go next with the sport or in life, it would be elsewhere.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're still dealing with a nagging ankle. How's that doing?
Yeah. Foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's coming along nice. I mean, figuring it out, what it needs. And, you know, I speak to a physio on the phone once a month or so to kind of make sure I'm on track, and he helps me out there also, but yeah, it's coming along. So
that's good to hear. I'm glad it is. So I guess we've kind of covered all of the basic information. I'm sold on the team. I love the idea.
You gotta come out and ski with us a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I was at the Holiday Classic and that was so great to see. Like, the spirit of ski racing is so strong in Steamboat right now. They didn't water it at the Canadian NORAMs like a week before the races I was at a week before. And then I came to Steamboat for fist races, and there's prize money, there's a crowd, there's music and people and announcers, and they watered the GS and the slalom venue. I mean, you couldn't ask for better races and a better ski racing culture than I experienced in Steamboat at the Holiday Classic races. So that was cool to see. And it would be a shame, I guess it would be a shame to lose that. Are there other programs like CMC?
No, and that's the thing. You know, if you've read all the stuff about college ski racing and ski racing media the last couple of years, it's so an important part of our sport, and reaching the full maturity. And then, you know, whether it be going on the World Cups, which we all celebrate, Paula Molson and all the others that have made World Cup success after college, but it's also like personal development. And we all love the sport so much, and it drives us all and teaches us so much. The opportunity for more kids to have the college experience is really important. And so I really think we need like 3 or 4 or 10 more CMCs throughout. Yeah. Cause it's not like the olden days where you just learn everything you need to learn in high school or maybe a PG year. And then you go into the real world or you go off to college without skiing. It's like you need those years, 19 to 25, to really find yourself. And that's been the most rewarding thing for me as the coach, is seeing that development. And then, you know, even if they never win a ski race or never make the flip or whatever it is, they're prepared, so much more prepared for life and confident in their abilities through having this experience.
I totally agree. I probably sound like a broken record to people who know me, but I think ski racing creates really good people and resilient people. There's very few people I've met who have ski raced through high school and college who aren't really positive, balanced, empathetic, hardworking people. And I think the sport creates that. It humbles you all the time. you go through the hardships, you learn how to prepare and be accountable. And I guess like that's a great sell to this actual CMC administration for keeping this, is you can put a bunch of books in front of people and they can go to classes, but ski racing is a great teacher for life, as cliched as that might sound.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sorry. That was just a little soliloquy tangent I went on. but I guess we're probably nearing the end here, but I'm sure you guys have lots that I haven't asked, or topics we haven't hit specifically. Matt, is there anything kind of that you would say?
Yeah, to kind of build on earlier, you know, I'm really grateful for my 4 years here. I've become someone who I wouldn't recognize 4 or 5 years ago, probably. You know, it supported my former teammates, my friends. I've watched them go to other universities. I've watched them go other places in life. And I believe this team, you know, can help others up and coming ski racers, you know, grow and continue their sport and Scholastic.
The Olympic Winter Games are coming to Milano Cortina. Experience them in style with ticket-inclusive hospitality packages. Enjoy premium tickets to sought-after events, including the opening ceremony, access to lounges, and world-class service. Or turn your stay into the trip of a lifetime with overnight packages that include tickets, guaranteed accommodation, and more, so you can immerse yourself in the wonder of Italy. Book now at hospitality.milanocortina2026.org. And before I ask that open-ended question to you, Scott, I'm curious about the history of CMC Ski Team, because it's been around for like 40 years, right?
Yeah, I think it started in like 1977, really. Nice.
Yeah.
Because as I mentioned, we have several different campuses. Initially, when the ski team started, there were two campuses, one in Leadville and one in just outside of Glenwood. And it was kind of like a rivalry between the campuses, almost like a NASTAR type competition. Uh-huh. And then it really took off. Like, everyone wanted to be involved. So then they joined the USCSA somewhere around 1980. Mm-hmm. And then the next year, Steamboat Campus became part of CMC Network. And so we had three USCSA teams.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't really going well. It was kind of like spreading the talent out a little bit too much. So they actually had a competition to decide which campus would own the ski team. And the Steamboat Campus won that race that they had. And, you know, there's kind of a lot of people saying like, well, why isn't there a ski team at all the campuses, or some sort of team at all the campuses? Well, like I told our big boss, the president of the college, we won the race, so it's in Steamboat.
What a high stakes race, though, huh? It's just like, it's what a high stakes race. Like, if you lose, like, maybe if you want to keep skiing for the team, you're packing your bags and moving to Steamboat, huh?
Yeah. Well, I think that's a pretty good move. This is a pretty
nice. Yeah, true.
Yeah. And then it just sort of ebbed and flowed through all those years. And then as USCSA was becoming a little less serious, and a lot of USCSA teams also joined NCAA in the East, right? Uh-huh. And then so Terry Leonard was a coach here before I came, and you know, he looked into joining RMISA because he wanted the team to continue to improve and progress. And it was a rough start for him. Like, he didn't have very many guys, and they really were a USCSA team, but uh-huh. We really built it up. So really like to keep it for a little longer.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm glad I got you guys here to record the history. So no matter what happens, we've got it recorded, and maybe years down the line, someone will listen to this and they'll go, oh, I would like to start a team like that. Or it, you know, this helps regardless, but like, what can people do? Is there, like, people listening to this episode, is there some way they can help, or are we kind of on hold until you guys find more information?
We're a little bit on hold, but in between November and now, basically, we've been asking for public comment We received over 100 letters, some of them very detailed, very heartfelt. Some with some pretty creative solutions on raising funds. So we're really just trying to, first of all, celebrate the history,
yeah,
with stories from alumni or whatever, and show our importance to everyone involved, whether it be the school, the town, or the ski racing community. And so still, if anyone wants to write in to president of the CMC, it's pretty easy to find his info online. And
I can link that. Actually, I'll link that in the podcast description so people can just click on that.
Yeah.
And they just pour their heart out, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I read all the letters, and some of them from kids I know, they were hard reads. They were emotional because we've made some pretty big changes. Not that we made the changes, they made changes in themselves while they were here. Mm-hmm. And that's been rewarding.
The program allowed them to do that.
Yes. Yeah. And you mentioned before, like, we're pretty cordial. Like, we're not like, hey, what's going on? Why are they doing this? We're all really, really appreciative of the opportunity, including me. Like, I came here as a ski coach, not a manager, not an administrator. And I've grown a ton in the last 7 years because we don't have an athletic department. This is kind of all on my back, and the kids help me, and we work together, and we get the stuff done.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of those stories, like, I mean, I guess you already talked about it a little bit, Matt, but I'm experiencing this feeling of, you know, I was cut from the US ski team a couple of years ago, and it's a scary place to be when you love the sport so much and you're still really good at it, but you're trying to find a home and a place to hone those skills. You know what I mean? And CMC was that home for you, huh?
It was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It helped me, recreate my passion for the sport, fix myself physically and mentally. It helped repair me. And I pretty much, I'm ready to tackle on whatever's next. As far as, you know, finding a new home, it's tough. You know, you got to move home sometimes. But as far as, what's next, you know, you try to finish up the season.
Cool.
Try to finish up the season. Yeah.
Well, that kind of brings us to the end here, but Scott, the floor is yours if you've got anything else to say.
I don't want to see kids quit ski racing at 19.
Yeah.
If they're not ready, or 20, you know, and that's the main reason I signed on to this job, because I saw a lot of that happening. You know, I was the PG coach at Steamboat for a number of years, and it got depressing that kids had to quit after one or two PG years, and they were kids. They weren't men and they weren't women yet. And so I'd like to see more CMCs out there, you know, more opportunities for 19-year-olds, because it's a great sport and kids have put so much into it before they turn 19 or 20. And they should have the opportunity to keep exploring.
I agree 100%. Well, Scott and Matt, thank you for visiting Arc City.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us on, Jimmy. Thank you.
When I chatted with Scott and Matt after I stopped recording, there were a few key points that came up that I wanted to mention. And the first is, The school gave Scott ample warning about the team being cut. It's the 2027 season that will be the team's last year. And Scott thought it was important that I mention that because he was grateful to the school for giving him some time. It gives Scott time to plan, maybe to help save the team, but also to warn potential recruits that the ski team might cease to exist. But interestingly, he said that this information actually hasn't deterred many recruits. The second key point is the beauty of CMC is that, academically speaking, students are never a small fish lost in a big pond. The campus and class sizes are small, which is very beneficial to students who are a bit behind coming out of high school or need a little extra help getting through schoolwork. And the third key point was this. I mentioned to Scott that people outside the ski world might not care that the ski team is getting cut, particularly because ski racing has a reputation for being solely a rich kid sport. So Scott responded by saying that this is exactly why people outside of ski racing should care, or people in ski racing also, because CMC offers one of the only affordable high-level collegiate ski programs in the country, despite not being able to offer athletic scholarships. If you're wondering how you can help save the CMC ski team, simply just stay tuned. Scott and Matt said that they're working on it and they'll have some way to help, hopefully at some point. But what you can do right now is send this podcast episode to as many people as you can, spread the word, and if there comes a time to mobilize and or donate, I will put a link to that information in the podcast description. And that brings us to the end this time. Stay tuned for next week. I just recorded an awesome interview with Bryce Bennett that'll probably air in a week or so. Until next time, don't forget to buckle your boots, tighten your power straps, and try to save a ski racing team every once in a while, even if it feels hopeless. I'm Jimmy Krupka, and thank you for visiting Arc City.